It's a spy camera. Really, it's a tape recorder.
Okay. Magid is a mitzvah to say the raisa, the first night of Pesach. So person should be mechaven. It's a kind of mitzvah to say the sipri sias mitzrayim. Minig is the matzahs of megula during the why is in the gada because lechem oni. He's supposed to eat lechem oni. One of the drushes in Chazal is lechem she'onin alav devarim harbe. It's lechem which you say the story on the lechem. So the lechem has to be megula then.
I miss that.
That's
the whole story.
Lechem oni. You're supposed to eat lechem oni. So the bread of affliction. One of the Chazal darshan lechem oni means bread that you are oina, that you say a story on. So you're supposed to have the masses on the table to say the story on them. So the gets involved in the shayla whether you know how many. So the matzahs you have in the Kor, you have three matzahs, so you're saying the story on those three matzahs. The Kor, it's not Allah who's saying the story on matzahs, it's the opposite. The bread that you eat, the story was said in it. So I'm going to use more than three matzahs because everybody's dividing out portions to everybody. So all that lechem should be have had the story said on it. So some people differ, but all of the matzahs that you're planning to use for the night, for the mitzvahs, they put on the table also. Mishabur is mashana like that. Since this is the mitzvah, there's a marble that separates a meshubach. So a person should, in the main place that called marble that separates a meshubach is in the actual story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the main point. So the main place where you're going to elaborate is going to be in the details of the story, as opposed to the Yochem Rosh Chodesh. Talmud Omer says b'yayimahu. B'yayimahu, I would think b'yayim. Talmud says, but where's that? So, she says she'll tell from this Karav. That's not the point. Kol marbel sapri, she's not. It's called marbel sapri. Called marbel sapri is Yisrael. The more you say of the story, so the main point is the midrashim and the chazals about the story, which should bring you to a bigger Karav. Of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, we pour out the wine, so. The Moses he used the etzba, okay. Etzba, because that's where the kim he. So the Moses the minute they take out with the etzba, everybody takes out with the
pinky.
Mishabur says don't use the zeris. That's the Mishabur says. The only thing he says. Some will say it's etzba. Some say it's the kmitza. Mishabur says, but ain't music with zeris. You shouldn't use the zeris.
Why is it?
Not the Zeris. It's all he says. The Orchid says yes, the Zeris. Anyway, whatever you do, but
is it because like it's effeminate or something like that?
No. it's a Kabbalistic issue. So now, some people have the minute to pour directly from the cup. You take the cup and you pour it a little bit. When you get, if you do that, you know, there's a certain amount missing from the cup. When you get before you make the bracha of Gal Yisrael, you should refill the cup. So you should do that before you get to that point of the story. It means a person is supposed to say the Pesach Matzah Mor, the reason why we eat Pesach Matzah Mor. So the Mishabur points out that even if let's say a lady is busy going in and out, she can't stay for the whole Haggadah, she should be at least be in there from Gamliel through the second Kois. She should hear that part of the Haggadah. And preferably she should be there for the 10 Makas also. Okay. Ketanim, the goal over here is to have them understand the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They should say the story possibly. So if they don't say the story, at least they should be hearing the Haggadah from you and focusing on what you're saying. What's the difference between the mitzvah of Haggadah, which we do the night of Pesach, and the mitzvah which you say every single night of the year? We say the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim in the last paragraph of Shema. So there are three differences. Difference number one is you have to say it to somebody else as opposed to just saying it to yourself. You say it to somebody else in the form of a question and answer, which we do in Manishtana, form of a question and answer. It should be a longer version of the story. It used to say exactly how it happened, etc. And the third thing is, you're supposed to say the reason why the mitzvahs which are connected, therefore, to the story, which is Pesach, Matzah, Mor. You're supposed to say the reason why you do the mitzvahs. That's the difference between the Pesach and everything else. Person should not interrupt in the middle of the sefer unless he's a nitzel. You shouldn't be try to limit your schmoozing during the Shloah Kaddish says. Person should limit his schmoozing during the Maggid part of it. Okay, you get the. Let's go back a step. The manishtana. Manishtana is so that if you look in your Haggadah where it says a little letter, it says you're supposed to remove the ka'ara. Right. So. Once upon a time, the way the car was each person had this little table in front of them, and that was their meal, and they would start, and they put down with all the ingredients ready for the meal. And all of a sudden, they would take it away, and they would say, what is happening? And that was the purpose of, that was manishtana, make you ask the question, manishtana. Right, that was how you would elicit from this person this question. So that's, we took away this car. So he says, nowadays we have this big table, we're not taking a whole big table, so we don't accomplish anything. Therefore, some say that nowadays, Mr. Burris says, we do remove it nowadays, even nowadays, but the actual Torah, which has on it the things for the Seder, you should take away. This is a good story that apparently not everybody does that. But I don't know if Mr. Burris does it. So the first year we made the Seder, my brother-in-law and I made the Seder with the others, so we took away the Torah. So my wife says, what are you doing? I says, Gevaldik, you've accomplished exactly what Chazal wanted. Like, and she never seen it before because her father didn't do it, so we accomplished exactly what we're supposed to accomplish. A person between the bracha of Sher Galonu at the end of the Haggadah, we say Sher Galonu, then we say the bracha of Pray for Gov and we drink. A person should not interrupt the bracha of is being said on the Sher Galonu is the bracha on the Kais. Is said on that, you said the bracha on the kais, you're supposed to drink. So you shouldn't be mastic in between the bracha of Asher Galonu, if you're golfing and drinking. You should not be mastic. Okay.
This is the how many of the kais ready?
This is the second kais. Asher Galonu.
Is the one
where
Galonu or Galonu?
Galonu. Now, Sardom do not make a bracha repri gofen because they don't consider the sefer of the Haggadah as a hefstick, so they made a repri gofen by the first kais. You don't make a repri gofen by the second kais. We do make a repri gofen by the Ashkenazim say bracha by the second kais. You drink paseva, as I said before, you're supposed to drink the whole kais. The person can't do that. The person should drink rive kais. The person should drink it, like I said before, basically without. You know, not sipping, but a person just to drink it. Fine.
If a person can't drink Rav Kais, can they drink just Rav Revius?
They should take it. You should use a smaller cup.
Smaller cup.
Okay. The best thing to do is get a cup. You can get a cup which holds 4 ounces, or four and a half ounces. So that's your Revius, right? So that's for sure. Revius, like, you know, I mean, not sure. That's definitely a reliable share for Revius. You drink Rav Kais, you drink 2.5 ounces, you know, you're good. It's not an overwhelming amount for a person to drink.
Right.
In regards to, we said before, in regards to wine, grape juice, so you could, it should be something which is wine, which has the power of alcohol through it. It doesn't have to be straight wine, because you can mix your wine with the grape juice, to, as long as you still feel the alcohol content.
Right. Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah holds, you don't need that. Grape juice is fine. Okay, Rochsa. So now Magid is, we've just finished Magid, we're holding by Rochsa. This person's washing his hands. Sibir Locha, meaning the Tophain Hay, says, you know, you wash your hands for Urchatz, you want to make a Brocha now for Rochsa. Your hands are clean. Alright, so you can't, it's a Brocha Labatola. If your hands are clean, it's a Brocha Labatola. On the other hand, the Maisa, it's probably better you should wash again, because maybe you like you said before, you had to simply dash not to be yotze earlier, not to get involved in the shiloh. So the Bir Locha says at the beginning of Tavayin, hey, you should bring yourself to a chiyuv. In other words, make your hands, contaminate your hands the way that you would. Okay,
Is this avoided if you specifically have das by?
The prima gonna might not work. It's, you know, combination of the two is a good idea.
Why isn't a bracha shem tzricha?
Because could be you were not yetzer with the one before, so you have a suffix. And ma'aseh, so once you have a suffix, you can do it anyway. So making a bracha is not. So I mentioned the shurim in the morning. Some people, the most common eitzah that people have, touching shoes is not a good eitzah, like I mentioned in the halacha shurim in the morning. Touching a basic part of your body which is normally covered, it would be a better eitzah. Scratching your hair, something like that would be a better eitzah. Okay, person's about to go into the Matzah Mora Kareich slew of things. The mice, it's preferable not to be mafsik between moitzi, matzah, mor, and karech. Through that, the person should not talk verbally. So it's probably better that a person should have on the table already what they need. As you know, so the person says, moitzi, matzah, and they have to get more matzah, they go get more matzah. They go, oh, we need more, more, and they go get more, more, and they go, oh, we need more, more, more. You know, like, you know, it's like, wow, all of a sudden, mitzvah mora, we didn't realize we had mitzvah mora this year. You know, like, there's no reason why you can't put on the table at that point in time the extra matzah that you're going to need, and the more that you're going to need, and the first rest that you're going to need, and everything you're going to need, that they're on the table ready to. I actually saw one person who had a very large Seder who took the effort beforehand to measure out the portions before Yom Tov. And he put each person, before he started, a bag of matzah for his mutzi matzah, and another a thing for Morer, a thing for Karech. And just once he made the bracha, he gave each person a little piece from the mutzi matzah, and Shalom Yisrael, went much more quickly. You know, if you're holding by these large storm, that's a very logical thing to do. But you should try and limit the hefsek as much as possible. So mutzi matzah. So you're going to Yotzin now, the mitzvah say the raisa, the first night of Pesach, when Yotzin say the raisa of eating matzah. So a person should have kavanah to Yotzin the mitzvah, a person should have kavanah to Yotzin the mitzvah of eating matzah, the first night of Pesach. B'shas, a person makes the bracha, if your mom is leading the Seder, see there's in the lechem mishnah, there's two shleimim, so the top matzah and the bottom matzah are both shleimim, you're going to hold all three matzahs in your hands, so you have lechem mishnah. However, the
Why lechem mishnah?
Like every Yom Tov, you have lechem mishnah.
Isn't it?
No, because
the other we put the half one in the middle between.
So now the broken one is in the middle. So the bracha of a moitzi is said lechem mishnah. The bracha of achilas matzah, the ikar achilas matzah is from the lechem oini, right? One of lechem oini is that the derech of oini is a prus. He eats a part of it. It doesn't use the whole matzah. So you're going to eat the guys of matzah from the middle one. So you may make the second bracha is a first. You make the bracha of a moitzi lechem in oritz. And you make the bracha of Asher Kesham Sabbatibon Alachilas Matzah. That is not said on the middle matzah. So you drop the bottom matzah before you take that bracha. So the bottom matzah is not in the game anymore. You say the bracha focusing on the middle matzah. And then after that point in time, you're going to eat Tukazasin. Will be one from the middle matzah, the Chilas matzah, that you get a Kazash in the middle matzah. And you get a Kazash in the top matzah, because that's what you said on Mojzian. It's interesting. It seems to be there's halacha of eating kazayas from what you said the bracha on. It should be the Erev Shabbos, really. You know, the person would preferably do that. The Rebbe Yehuda points that out. When you make the bracha of al achilas matzah, you should have in mind that you're going to eat matzah three times during the Seder. You're going to eat the matzah by mitzi matzah. You're going to eat the matzah by karech. You eat the matzah by afikom. So when you're eating karech, this is Hillel was yesterday itself of matzah with karech. So the bracha al achilas matzah really should go on the karech also, because according to Hillel that was the achilas matzah. So you should have in mind al achilas matzah to include the karech also, and that's why it's preferable not to speak till after the karech. According to the Rashbam and Rashi, the Iker Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the night of Pesach, is the Afikoman. So there is actually a Shloah, the Shloah says you shouldn't speak till after the Afikoman.
Even during the meal?
Even during the meal. But the Maisa, the Chok Yaakov says that's Yesh Midai, we're not going to be able to handle that. So we're not going to be chayv with that. But Al-Kapanah, a person should have in mind, when he says Achilas Matzah, he's having in mind, so he might see the Afikoman Kazayas also. Okay. You break up a Kazayas from the two of them, Now the Shulchan Aruch says, I want to talk about kazeisim a little bit, and then we'll get a little bit of a picture of what we're talking about, how big this thing is that we're expecting a person to eat, because we talk about the idea of finishing the Perchei Dibur, not Perchei Dibur, Kechilas Bras. Anyway, yeah, that'd be quite impressive. Perchei Dibur.
I don't know which
just swallow it whole. You know?
Shard is going down.
Okay, so
kind of ready.
Yeah, it's the kind of fabulous process. So a person should eat a chilchil b'basachas. I mean, what are we talking about? So let's talk about kazeisim for a second. So we mentioned last night that we have a problem with calculating our shiurim because the Gemara gave two measurements, two calculations on how to calculate a revius. And you know, from there we're going to, from there it's going to impact everything else because everything is intertwined. The Gemara gave one calculation based on the amount of bayim, and one calculation is given based on a measurement of etzvos. The Gemara gives us a shear. It's two etzvos by two etzvos by 2.7 by two by two by 2.7. That's what the Gemara says. Two by two by 2.7 etzvos. That's the shear. So it's Nadia Buddha came along and made the calculation and said, you know, there's a problem, that they don't fit, the two sizes don't fit. His conclusion was that our eggs are smaller than the eggs of the Gemara at the time of the Gemara. He says, but now which one do you have to use? You know, so which was she good? So do we use Bayim or do we use that? So Mr. Buddha's afro was, and he says, Arisa, we're Mahmer, that you have to assume the larger shear. And Mr. Durbanum, we assume the smaller shear. So that's number one, first issue which we need to know. Second thing we need to know is how big is a kazayis vis-a-vis a kebaya. Okay, because we're not talking about kebaya anymore, we're not talking about a reason, we're talking about a kazayis. So if the egg's got smaller, you have to do a double egg, so we have to, kazayis is how much of a double egg? Right? So that's the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos, whether a kazayis is a third of a kebaya, which is a Rambam, or a half of a kebaya, which is a Tosfos. Third issue which you need to address is when we say it's we're talking about a kebaya, how big is a kebaya? Are we talking about the egg with the shell or the egg without the shell? So that is what makes a difference. There's much more, you add volume. So kebaya with the shell and without a shell. So Mishnah Berurah holds it goes with the shell, the Chazanish holds it goes without the shell. That all being said, you're not going to involve in all the different calculations how I got to the sizes that I got to. So it comes out from Mrs. Derisa, so we're going to be machmer a larger shear. Mrs. Derbona, we're going to go with a smaller shear. Number one. Number two, the halacha says you should eat two kazeisim. By Mitzvah Masa, you eat two kazeisim, one for the hamotzi, one for the matzah. That's a din derabbanan. So you can be samech on the smaller shear. But that you have to eat a kazayis of matzahs, and it's the raisa. In other words, which matzah you eat it from is the rabbana. That you have to eat a kazayis is the raisa. So that's good, almost going to overlap and be about the same size, because the larger share of the kazayis is basically two smaller ones. The two rabbana share. It's not exactly the same, because the calculus will be a little bit off, because you're machmer with the shell, without the shell, you're machmer third or half, so it won't be exactly the same. But so it's going to end up being the amounts going to be are going to be fairly on target with each other. Those two, when it comes to karekherchas drabanan, we'll use a smaller shear. Avikoman, so according to Rashi and the Rishbam, that's the mitzvah rice of eating matzah. So chafila, you would eat avikoman, the larger shear. Also, right. That, but the Ma'aseh Mishabur passes the Iker Psach by Avikoman is Rabbanan. Or the Iker Psach and Moshe Rabbanan is Rabbanan. So if a person cannot do that, he gets by the end, it's hard to eat two kazais, and he could eat one kazais. Also, Mishabur mentions we eat Avikoman, Zeker, at the end of this, they ate Achagigon, they ate Afikoman, they ate Pesach. So it was a minute to eat two kazais, Zeker Achagigon, Zeker Pesach. So there's anyway a minute to eat two kazais, it's a minute. So again, if a person could do it, he could do it. If he can't do it, he doesn't have to.
Isn't there a problem of eating after, because it's like eating after they've gone?
Well, this is our afikoman, this is our shir kazayas, and that's what we're doing. That all being said, without getting involved in the calculations here, we can take one and pass it on.
I made 11, I think 11 copies. I don't know if that's enough.
You're on the good side.
What?
You're on the good side.
So if it's not enough, we'll make more. Make more. Okay. Now, how to figure this out? So how much are you going to be eating? Well, the challenge is to figure out how big is, how many kedeshim are in a matzah. Well, not all matzahs are created equal. So what this rabbi over here did was he figured out that if you look at buy a pound of matzah, so a pound of hand matzah ranges somewhere between 6 to 9 matzahs in a pound of matzah. We'll call if there's 9 per pound, they're much thinner. If there's 6 per pound, they're much thicker. 7.5 per pound, they're medium.
What is that?
9 per pound, 7.5 per pound, 6 per pound. Okay?
Everybody got one?
What? Yeah, it's not going to be exact. It's within general. So a person, you know, takes his matzah beforehand, counts out. He bought a 2 pound box of matzah. How many matzahs are in your 2 pound box of matzah? Well, there's 15 in there. So he can figure out he's got 7.5 matzahs per pound. That's what he's calling a medium sized matzah. Okay. And what he did was calculated for achilas matzah how much of that matzah should you be eating. For Kareth, how much should you be eating? And for Afikoman, look at Kilo, how much should you be eating? And these are the measurements that he came up with. And it was 3 different pages in the Sefer.
Oh, that's what it means by the 9 pounds.
Okay.
That's Kabean, I guess.
What?
This one is Kabean.
These are going to be your Kazayas, derisive Kazayas, which means you're remarking when it's twice Kazayas. So if the... if a person can't handle these for whatever reason, obviously there are smaller shurim. You know, this is your this calculation that he made out. Another person who did these calculations did it a little bit differently. He figured out the specific gravity of matzah vis-a-vis water, and we know how much a kazayas of water is, and then figure out how much that would be. And he came up with you could do it. By weight, you can figure out a way to do it by weight. You know, translate the volume into weight, which is, and the results are fairly similar. I made the cheshbon out on the calculator. He comes depending on again how big a kazayas is. It's going to range between about 15 grams. If I count correctly, there's 458 grams in a pound. So, is that right? 458 in a pound. Okay, nobody's challenging me on it. What?
28.7 grams per pound.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So if you take a pound, that's 458, divide it by 9, then divide that, you know, or you just, however you want to do it, take that, divide it by 13, and figure out how many you'll get, and divide that by 9. So if you put 13 or 15 into 458, you get your number of 30, whatever it is, right? 50 goes into 458, 30 point. Divide that by 9, and it'll tell you how many you're going to get in one, how many of those you're going to get in one matzah. It's about the same number. Came out to be almost the same numbers. So this is a chart you can take it home. It's a fairly reliable chart. Again, no matzah is going to fit perfectly. Every single matzah is a little bit different, so it doesn't hurt to throw in a little bit extra. If you can handle it, to throw in a little bit extra. Somebody told me, Rebelsky said, you know, take whatever you think is ice and add a little more. Again, if a person can't handle a lot of matzahs, it's not a chachma either. There are sheets which hold you new lessons. So, the bitty evidence of the world, so don't make yourself, you can't make yourself sick, and you're not going to do the rest of the mitzvahs of the night anyway. That's not the goal. This is 2 kazesim. This picture over here is the combination of 2 kazesim that you're going to need, one from the top matzah and one from the middle matzah. So theoretically, what you're going to do is you're going to get half and half. What?
These represent one
kazayis. The raisa, which is 2 kazesim, the rabbana. So you're supposed to eat one kazayis from the top matzah and one kazayis from the middle matzah. That means together this can be this big. So theoretically, if you have a medium sized matzah, you need to get 41% of your matzah. You're going to get 20% from the middle matzah and 20% from the top matzah. It's not a lot. So now I can theoretically, if I have 5 people in my seder, I can give out for my top matzah 5 kazayim for my top matzah. Every single person present will get a kazayim from the top matzah. Right? Then I take my middle matzah, which is already broken in half. So let's say I have 40%, I can get 2 kazayim out of there. So I get a full kazayim out of there for myself, and I break it up to everybody else. Give a part of it. and I add on and I supplement. So it's not hard to get two kazesim out of your mouth, out of your top and middle mouths. Obviously, you know, you get one of these pizza things you use for, you know, pizza.
But Rabbi, from which matzah you're only giving from the top matzah? You're giving from the middle matzah also.
So you're giving mikra, then you're giving from the top matzah. It's lechem mishnah. You always share lechem mishnah.
Right.
But he says you're supposed to eat the kazayas from the top matzah. But I can give, if I have a maser, I can give everybody kazayas theoretically.
Right, I understand.
Right.
But I'm saying, let's say you don't. Let's say they're going to eat whatever it is.
Then you'll give them a small piece for lechem mishnah.
And they'll eat the rest from their...
From the supplement, the supplementary amount.
I'm saying that you ideally do a beya.
This is going to be, will be the equivalent of a kebaya.
This is what we're talking about. It's
two kseis and derayza. Two kseis and derayza. Two kseis and derayza. So
that's the beya opinion.
Right.
If someone can't handle that, he should only do like
the science. If someone can't handle that, so this is going with. I didn't finish reading through again this year with his calculations. This is going with, I think, two kazais, that a kazais is the half of a kebaya. There is a Ramashi that holds it's a third of a kebaya, so you have two thirds. So the Rukun Ramam, you would still get your shear of two kazesim by cutting this and taking two thirds of this amount.
So you're really saying something like yeah, you didn't
have. I said you can do a smaller amount. The smaller amount would be two thirds of this. I mean, your first step down would be two thirds of this.
Yes, if you have someone older.
Right. So your first step down would be two thirds of that. Then you can go down
two thirds of the already given
this
shear.
This
the
53%. Right.
Okay.
Right. Would I be correctly? I mean, because of the fact that these numbers seem to be very disparate. You have to assume that some of these he's saying are deraisa, some are derabanan. So he's using.
So if there's matzah deraisa, karach is definitely derabanan. If we come in the chatchila, it's going to be machmer deraisa, but we're going to use the small. You don't need two full kazeisim, so that 39% is basically two thirds of 53. You do the math, and it's somewhere near there. Not exactly, but whatever, 3/4. And that's where those calculations come in from. Okay, now. The chachila, what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to eat this. You're supposed to eat the mishnah halacha. So you're supposed to take two kazeisim and put them. You know, you can get. I know of a rav. You know, I guess depending on how thick the matzahs were, they'd say from the chasanis. Chasanis said he put his hand down on the matzah. This was a kazeis. Now you can picture. My hand covers all of these kazais. No, you picture if you're dealing with a thicker matzah, that's very logical. This, you know, that's not too far off to say that.
Right.
I guess it depends how big your hand was. You know,
you get these giants. You know,
sure, Stein's hands. You know, when you cover the whole matzah. You know.
It's like a medium matzah, yeah.
What? You know, so theoretically, it's not so far off. You know, so you're not talking about gigantic kazeis. You know, kazeis are gigantic. They're not gigantic. So now, that all being said, let's go back to what you're supposed to do with these kazeis that you're supposed to be eating. So Locha says, I lost my page, that the correct way to eat your two kazeis is you break up a kazeis of each one. You're supposed to eat the two kazeis together. So you put the two kazeis in your mouth, you chew them, and you swallow them. And then you swallow one kazeis at a time, and the second kazeis. That's considered, that is what Shulchan Aruch says to do it, Mishnah Berurah says to do it. He didn't have gigantic kazeis. Actually, Mishnah Berurah's kazeis was smaller than this. How do we know? Because we have the Mishnah Berurah's Kiddush cup. So we know how big his Revius was. His Revius is smaller than, is about 3 ounces. So wow. You consider a Revius is 3 ounces, a Revius is a bay and a half.
Yeah.
It's my name. It's about the Chofetz Chaim. It wasn't like a long time ago.
Wine was very expensive.
But Maisie held that was a Revius. Maybe he held it's a Revius. It's a Revius. So that way we have the cup from the, you know, his grandchildren have the cup. Nobody wants to use it. it's too small.
What did you have the cup? Just 3 ounces.
3 ounce cup. That was Revius in halacha is a bay and a half. That's a given in the Gemara. Revius is a bay and a half.
How much is the beya?
So then you'll figure out how, from that how much is a kebaya, right? So that means a kebaya is 2 ounces. So kazai is at most is 1 ounce. You know? So these shiurim are not often that much. I'm saying, but it was he had a fairly small shiur. So he said, the shiur says, you know, take two kazaisim and swallow one at a time. That's pretty doable. So if you can't handle that, you put one kazais in your mouth, chew it, swallow it, put a second kazais in the mouth, chew it and swallow it. How long do you have to eat it? You have what's known as kedei achilas pras, not kedei dibur, kedei achilas pras. Kedei achilas pras is there's a famous Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says it's not clear how long the kedei achilas pras is in halacha. There's different ways of looking at it. It ranges somewhere between 2 minutes to 9 minutes. That's what Chassam Sofer he was talking about. So it was, you should always use the Morchamer Zikah number, which is multidirectional. So Yom Kippur, we say achilas combined kedei achilas pras. So if a person eats now and he waits 3 minutes, so he might be combining. So you better wait 9 minutes between two achilas. And nitzav matzah, you want to eat a kazai, it's kedei achilas pras. You should do it as quickly as possible. The Moshe Paskins, you can rely on the shear of the Marcheshes, which was 3 minutes. He holds the shear of he doesn't like the shear of some sort. He disagrees with it. Moshe Paskins, the shear of the Marcheshes is 3 minutes.
And if you need, you can have up till nine. If you
need, then the Chaim Noah says 4 minutes. Listen, some sort says 9 minutes, but it's, you know, Moshe holds he disagrees with that shear. Okay. Fine. Kazaisim, I don't have a little long discourse on how you figure out kazaisim. The second night of Pesach, we make the Seder is Rabbanan. So the Chorum, the Shir Kazais, you should need only Shir Rabbanan. For Mitzvah Achilas Mat, the second night is not the right, it's Rabbanan. So Rav Dovah finds and says, that's correct. In his Haggadah, and he says, but Lamaisa, so there's a meaning reading two kazaisim, one from the top one, one from the middle one. So it ends up being, it comes out in the wash. However, it's only for the person who's leading the Seder.
Mm-hmm.
Only because, oh, he's the only one who gets two kazaisim from there anyway. Well, maybe according to this, that's not true. But theoretically, if that's true, the only person who would have to eat two kazaisim would be the person who has the ka'ara. He has to eat two kazaisim, but everybody else would only have to eat one kazai, is the Rabbanan, the second night. So that's where Dabba finds it comes out. Very interesting about that is because there's another Haggadah that I have where they bring that the person of their Astor Moshe, the Chara, this cash, and the Moshe says, no, the Maisa, our meaning is to keep all everything the second night as if it was the first night. So Mel, you have to eat two kazaisim, and that's what brings Shemer Moshe. Or Moshe said, you have to have two kazaisim the second night. Also, you know, a larger shir, but it's called Ki Yisholcha Bincha. So, in the Hebrew version of Ki Yisholcha Bincha. They have an English one, but I don't think it has all the footnotes. Okay.
So according to Rav Moshe, even on the second night, you have to have
larger shear.
Larger shear.
Okay. Now, then Rav Moshe, however, in a different piece that published on Rav Moshe, I saw that Rav Moshe says that really each person should talk to but they have a kazayas from the Lechem Mishnah, the Matzah Lechem Mishnah. So if you have a small Seder of 3 or 4 people, you can do that. You have a larger Seder, you can't do that. So each person theoretically should have their own 3 matzahs. Mm-hmm. Or in at least, you know, every 3 people, you know, if you have 15 people there, so every 3 people have their own matzah that they share.
According to who?
Ramosha says that each person should have a kazayas of Lechem Mishnah from the top.
So wait, that's just a piece in your own kazayas.
Right. So one is making the bracha on 3. And you are also holding your 3?
Sorry, Minaga, I think Chabad.
What, you would only have 3
Do you make Mamasi?
No, you don't make Mamasi.
You just Mamasi.
You have to be there. Now, regards to the bracha of Al-Achilas Matzah, being Yotze Al-Achilas Matzah, there is Hamoitzi, you definitely are Yotze with the one that says Hamoitzi. Because you don't have like a Mishnah. But Al-Achilas Matzah, there's some hold that you should say yourself. Minaga is to be Yotze with the one who says it. But there's those who say that each person should say that himself. Okay, that is Motzi and Matzah Morer. Okay, take a Kazayis and Morer. Kazayis and Morer, the first thing to use for Morer is the main lettuce. And this is going to be the size of... This is the actual size. Take one. That is a Kazayis of Morer.
I mean, you can use fresh grated horseradish also, right?
You could.
Up to
1 ounce. 1 ounce, right. 1 ounce of fresh grated 1 ounce packed in.
Packed.
you know, pack them to the shot, take a shot glass,
right,
get in, 1 ounce. Okay. Okay.
And that also has to be eaten after this process?
After this process.
Yeah.
So, you know, if a person can't handle that, he maybe should consider using romaine lettuce. Or something else.
Maybe if romaine lettuce is preferable anyway.
Right. Yes. Some people.
Well, why is why romaine lettuce over?
Because in the Shulchan Aruch gives a list of names of what you're supposed to eat. The first one is romaine lettuce.
That's right.
And it's put down in order of preference.
Okay.
Why is it preferable?
Why is it preferable? Interesting enough, because the mirrors which they had over there, romaine lettuce has a tendency. To start out being sweet and leaving a bitter taste, and that's really the way Klai Yisrael's Marimers in Mitzrayim took place. So that is more merames to what happened than horseradish, which is just blah, on top of you, right? Okay. It's sheer is so this is, if you're dealing with a full, one with a large leaf, one large leaf like this is a kazayas.
It's some of the outer leaves more so than
some outer leaves. Now, in regards to checking them, the stalks are much easier to check. In regards to bugs, we'll talk about that in a little bit, getting how to check that. Okay. Whatever it is, you're supposed to take a kazayas of it and dip it in the charosis. The Mishnah says you're supposed to dip the whole thing. It brings down, however, Arminic is just dipped upon part of it. You should shake off the charosis. You're not supposed to eat the charosis. It's not the mitzvah of eating charosis. It's eating more.
So you should have a small taste of the charosis, but not a big taste?
You should dip it in and you shake it off. The goal is not to taste the charosis.
So what's the Indian for dipping it in the charosis?
The Gemara says that there is some type of bug which can grow in there, or some type of poison which is in there, which is neutralized by the charosis. You should dip it in. You should dip it before you make the bracha. Shulchan Aruch Rav says there shouldn't be a hesek. You should dip it beforehand. Okay.
Also,
no, because you have a sholem. You're dipping the salt.
Why can't you dip the bread first?
Yeah. Theoretically, you could, but the doctor will go into the piece that even. If you do api kabbalah, you're supposed to make the bracha, cut it off, dip it three times, and then eat it. That's the Kabbalist way of doing it. Whatever you do, you do. Okay. Checking romaine lettuce. If you're doing only stalks, which you deal with, the bugs are very hard to find in the leaf because they're black and green, and they're very small, and the leaf is dark and green. So, and there's many times romaine lettuce has a lot of bugs in it. If you take off all the leaf, so you just run under running water and you rub it, you know, with your finger, it gets everything off. You look under the light, you know.
The same clean, with stalks.
The stalks. If you're going to do the leaves, these bugs cling. So you want to loosen the cling. You loosen the cling, and there's two ways of doing it. So there's either a saltwater preparation. So you separate the leaves. You soak it in salt water, which is 1 teaspoon to 10 cups of water. Soak for 5 minutes. Shake it in the water. Rinse the leaves. Shake off the water. Hold the leaves against a bright light. That should shine through the leaf, and if there's any dark spots, you should check those out. Option number one. Option number two is put a little bit of detergent, you know, dishing detergent. You're using the dishing, washing. You're washing dishes.
Wash the
dishes. Right. Palm olive, you know. Right. Okay. And put a little bit in, you know, whatever is kosher beveza, please. Then take that, make that solution, rub the leaf with a sponge which has that solution in it. It breaks the grip because it's slippery. The soap has a certain slippery tendency to it. It breaks the grip of those things. Rinse it under a strong stream of water and check it using a good light. Okay.
But just to put as a plug, they have an article.com. They have this bug check light that like for your house now. They used to have it only for like caterers or whatever, but now you can have the portable whatever. It's like $40 online.
get him four Pesach.
Get a whole spinach salad.
Or what you can do, if you want to be cheap, you buy one of these fluorescent lights.
Right.
You just put it in your kitchen, and right next to you, and look at it. It costs you about, and get it for $5 for you. And
you have to do work.
Yeah.
That's the point of the $40.
If you really, that's where I have one at home. I can lend you. Cause I have to. Okay. Okay. I don't know.
I told you that some vinegar is good, but I don't know if it's.
They use it as far as mashgichim in catering. They use vinegar.
I don't know. Okay. If you're using horseradish, you should grate it before Yom Tov. However, you don't want it to lose its strength. You should close it up. On the other hand, if it's you open up right then, it's very powerful. It's not so. It's you should open up a little bit earlier. We find that if you do the fresh grated horseradish, if you let it sit on the korah, by the time you get to the second seder, it doesn't taste like anything. Okay, so it's brass. Rosh Hashanah said, since it's the rabbanim, you can make up to 5 minutes. But the chachil, you should eat it like anything, as quickly as possible. When you make the charoses, so the charoses, you should have apples in it. You should have egoizim, shkedim, teinim. The Tosafot says you should have rimonim and tzimorim. You should have some type of something like a cinnamon stick in it. Looks like the bricks, the tit. And you should have yain in it. Now, on Shabbos, this is the question. You're allowed to do losh on Yom Tov. You can't do losh on Shabbos. So you want to mix wine, and you can't mix the wine in on Shabbos. You mix it beforehand. You should mix the wine up with it.
Rabbi, my question, as far as the sticks of cinnamon, like, does that mean that you should have like cinnamon spice in there, or you should actually have like broken pieces of sticks?
Broken pieces.
Isn't that dangerous?
Why is it dangerous? You're not eating it anyway.
Oh, you're not eating it. Right.
Okay. Okay. Now, next day you want to eat it, it's good, so then you'll deal with it.
That's make a different batch.
Okay.
What do you put it on top of the thing?
Within the charoses, that's going to be on the Seder plate.
Okay. Korech. So, since when you make the bracha of Alachilas Morer, you have in mind for the Morer and for the Morer, we're going to have on the Korech. Okay. The kezayis is the smaller kezayis. You see the picture over there. It's not such a large kezayis for korech. And take another kezayis of the mortar. Bir Lachas says the you should not say exactly like the sehillah because it's a hafsik. You shouldn't be speaking. We have in the other zechem mitzvah sehillah kainos sehillah. There's much based on yikayim or yikar pes masal mortar. Welcome by yachad. Yikayim mashen emer amasas mortar yekluhu. Mishav Bruce says you shouldn't say it.
What's the mitzvah?
Because it's not necessary for the mitzvah. You're doing
so
this.
Why every Haggadah?
The mice of the minig is to do it. If you're Haggadah and Levush, Shachanach Rav said that the minig is that you could say it. The maker that you could say it. But it's with the point being, please don't talk. If that Mishroch didn't even say that, but you know, how's Aunt May? You know, we'll refrain from that also. Okay.
Nobody answers. Just say the mice to minig olam.
They say no. Just say that's how they're kibbeh lachatchila the mitzvah. It's hard to say tzmama tzarcha. It's not really tzarcha mitzvah because you do the mitzvah and you'll explain it afterwards. I know one person the Taki used to do like that. Used to say it afterwards. You should eat the matzah is eaten by seva, the morer is not eaten by seva, the karach is eaten by seva. You know you're eating morer, but this is how Hillel ate his mitzvah matzah, so he ate it by seva obviously. So you have to eat the karach the haseva. Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll stop here for Shulchan Aruch. A person should not eat a large amount during the meal. He should limit himself because you have to have a garment. So
you just have to leave room.
You have to know yourself. Listen, you already had a kezayis and matzah, which was haikar boy, and you had your mortar and you had your karech. And it's well. You haven't had a major shalshudas before. And you're going to be eating afikoman, you know, so you should leave, you know, person should, you know, leave room, it shouldn't be achila gasa. On the other hand, just to point out, there's a mitzvah to say the raisa called kibbut aveng, and your mother made a nice yantif meal, and she's going to feel very bad if you don't eat it. Right? So that's a mitzvah to say the raisa. Eating up a karmen is a mitzvah to the bottom, like the ikur psak. So you should be madif in many ways. It may be the mitzvah to say the raisa of kibbut aveim that your mother shouldn't feel bad You know, that, you know, I'm on a diet now. Like, you know, just watching myself. I don't have a room. Yes, thank you, kid. You know, go back to yeshiva or something. Okay.
But is it proper to tell your parents, like no, the Chazon Ish says like this, and you shouldn't do that?
We'll discuss that.
Personally.
Okay. We don't eat Sli the night of Pesach.
Go back to
We don't eat Sli the night of Pesach. However, that's only talking about meat. So the Zeroy
roasted,
the Zeroy you cannot. Two things about the Zeroy. The Zeroy on the car, whatever you use for Zeroy, you know, you use a chicken neck or you use a leg, which would make more sense to use a leg than a chicken neck because it's more like a Zeroy. But I don't know why a chicken neck is called a Zeroy, but okay, kasha for Maisa. But you can't eat it the night of Pesach. However, the Chayyadim points out that throw it out is a bizarre of a mitzvah. It's used for mitzvah. You should eat it. You should eat it the next day or something like that. You should use it. You shouldn't stop throwing it out.
You should wait till what? After the second day, though? After the second
day? Well, it depends. You want to make, you can make a new one. Whatever you want. The bay, on the other hand, even though it's roasted, there's no problem with the roasted bay.
Because it's just the shell, you're saying?
Because it's just an egg. The reason why I don't sleep is because it's to the meat of the Pesach. It shouldn't look like you're eating from the carbon. So,
and the egg should be peeled. It should be like that.
So some people have many at the beginning of the meal that they eat a beya. They can use the beya from the car and just make another one for the next night. So that is an option. Or you wait till the second night and use it.
Maybe the egg should be peeled, or it should be. It doesn't matter.
When you eat it, you probably should peel it.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying when it's on the actual.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Is there any way
to
throw out the straw? Can you wrap it?
Or? Listen, you can't eat it. You know, I'm saying the peeler. You that should, you know, person. It shouldn't stop. You know, it's a busy mitzvah to throw it out. You know.
Maybe does it have to be like a chicken or chicken neck? I mean, chicken leg or chicken neck? It'd be like a lamb shank or something.
You want to use lamb shanks of the hate?
I don't
know. What?
Lamb shanks.
You see,
what's that spell?
Okay. Some of the mitzvahs, a minute to eat bayim over there. It's a minute. Okay. The Mishra says that the bay that they used to eat was actually the bay from the Kara. So that would be that idea.
In the middle of Seder?
During Shulchan Aruch, they have the first thing they have deep eggs. With the salt water. Right.
Rabbi, this year you have to make salt water before Shabbos because you can't make it on.
We spoke about that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Some people have been not to eat any gebrochs the night of during the two star. Even the people who eat gebrochs do not eat it during the.
What is gebrochs?
Gebrochs, matzah shriya.
Matzah with.
Okay. Different reasons why that's so, but there is such a minig brought down. Ramos says a minig is they do the chasila person should be masiv the whole suda, not with the soup obviously. Whatever you're eating, you should be masiv. There's those who say that nowadays Ramos they bring down from as I say Eber Haggadah called Vayagad Mersha Haggadah was a rub from Sir Dali, and Sir Dali her rub, I guess you pronounce it. How do you pronounce it?
What word is it?
Sir Dali? It's from sitting in France.
Sir Dali?
Serdahely. Sir Dali. You figure it out. Okay, anyway. So, the Sir Dali Rav, he has a very beautiful the Sefer on the Lachas of the Seder. It's all Sefer on the Lachas of the Seder. See, he says that nowadays, for us, it's not really. It doesn't really add to our simplest yom tov. It's not really derech eres for us, but a seva. So whatever you must have, maybe do a seva. But you know, eating your kavut mishpat seva doesn't really do it. So you don't have to do it. It is a sort of yom tov. You're supposed to have yain during the sort of yom tov. So a person should have a revis of yain during the suda, and a person should have a kizayis of baser during the suda. So unless a person is not able to do that for whatever reason.
On top of the curses?
What? Besides the curses, yeah. again, there's a statement, "Atzer lekabed ha'aim," so you can time kibbutz of aim by saying, "You're telling your mother how beautiful and how wonderful the seder is and how good the food tastes." Okay, we'll hold it here. We'll finish up tomorrow.